MGM Springfield has announced partnerships with two local institutions and revealed a major retail tenant for the $960 million resort casino scheduled to open in western Massachusetts next fall. Kringle Candle, the maker of fragranced candles operated by the family that founded Yankee Candle, will open a store inside an historic church that MGM preserved on part of the three-block downtown casino campus. In a presentation to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission during a meeting in Springfield Thursday, MGM officials also announced an agreement with the Springfield Museums to curate displays within the casino complex of artifacts related to Springfield's industrial history. The company also announced the local Head Start organization's been selected to operate MGM's daycare center for its employees. MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis said the partnerships help fulfill the casino industry giant's pledge to help, not harm, local businesses.
I think there's a strategy where the rising tide floats all boats.
Kringle, which was started less than a decade ago, operates a popular retail store and restaurant on a campus in rural Bernardston, about 50 miles north of Springfield. Mathis said Kringle's been picked to become the primary tenant in a 129-year-old church that MGM painstakingly moved 200 yards through the casino construction site.
We went through a lot of lengths to get that building relocated in place, so we wanted to make sure we entrusted the right partner to activate that, and we think with Kringle Candle we found that partner.
Kay Simpson, president of the Springfield Museum, said the collaboration with MGM will provide exposure for the city's preeminent cultural institution.
Well, we feel like it's a great opportunity to share examples from our outstanding collections with the 8 million visitors that are going to visit the MGM Resort every year.
The daycare center, with space for 68 children, will operate in a brand new 6,000 square foot building at Main and Union Streets, according to Mathis.
That is a facility that will be catty corner to our resort, and we want to make sure that, again, we found the right partner that's an expert in what they do. We're not experts in daycare, and we found that with the local Head Start. It services South End families who are going to be part of our workforce. So, you know, my dream one day is to see a group of families walking down Main Street, dropping their kids off and reporting to work.
Gaming Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby praised MGM's announcements.
You know, we're trying not to count our chickens before they hatch, but the whole idea of this legislation, it wasn't just to be about casinos. It was supposed to be about economic development. And it looks like it's happening out here.
The Gaming Commission voted 5-0 Thursday to award $100,000 from the Community Mitigation Fund to Northampton. Mayor David Narkowitz requested the money to create a marketing and advertising plan to attract MGM casino visitors to Northampton.
We rely significantly on visitorship and on those people who, you know, go to those shows, go to our art galleries, go to our restaurants and shops. So we just want to make sure that we're able to be part of whatever increase in regional tourism happens.
A study commissioned by Northampton in 2013 estimated sales at Northampton businesses could decline between $4 million and $8 million once the casino in Springfield opens. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.